Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless God for another wonderful day. We thank God for the 16th day of the month of February, year 2021. And we appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. We appreciate what God has been doing. We appreciate what God has been using this prophetic broadcast to do in the life of people. We appreciate the dimension of God's work in our lives. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His love. We thank God for His power. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate God. Begin to worship Him. Lift up His name and adore Him. He is worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be glorified, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted high, worthy to be magnified. Lord, we worship You. Lord, we adore You. Lord, we give You glory. Thank You, Father. We give You glory. We give You honor. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endureth right forever. Amen. For His mercy endures right forever. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. There are people on this broadcast, hearing this broadcast now, that the Lord said I should tell you that the affliction program into your life will end now. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's somebody right now hearing me wherever you are. I speak to you. That document you are expecting from the government shall be released as we go through this week in the name of Jesus Christ. There's another person here. You have had pregnancy and it has been very difficult. It has been a very difficult kind of pregnancy right from day one. But the Lord said, I will tell you that the battle you are facing in that pregnancy will cease right now, and the delivery of that pregnancy will be very, delivery of that baby will be very easy. So don't trouble yourself. God is going to take control of that delivery, and the delivery will be very easy. There's another person in this place. Some people conspire against you in your place of work. All of them shall be technically disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a lady here, we have reached the age of 45 and nobody is calling your attention for marriage. The Lord said, I will tell you, in the next 3 months, you are going to have a counter with your partner, your own destiny partner, and the encounter will result into marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying for someone now that is listening to me. There are five couples who are here who are now listening to me. Hear me very well and write it down. The Lord is going to give you twins this year, all the five couples. We are going to be blessed with twins this year. It's your year already. It's a year of celebration. So get ready, expand your course, prepare your home, prepare your tent, and expand your tent because twins are coming. Make sure you get ready everything they're going to use because God is going to bless you with twins. Five couples listening to me right now. If you're among the couples, can you just shout seven thunderous hallelujah wherever you are? Aha. We are thanking God for His mercy upon us. We bless God for His love. And we know that God is going to do more gracious things in our life as we go on. Right, yesterday, I was talking about the plantation or the tree of infirmity as one of the trees that also wickedness are planted into the life of people. We told you about what also wickedness is all about. Also wickedness is the wickedness in the household. Also wickedness is the terrible attack in the household. In the household, we have many, many people who have, one way or the other, been tied down by agent of darkness in that household. The devil is so cunning. He tried to see how he can get into the families. And what he has done so far is to recruit one person in that family as his own agent. And he has been using them to perpetrate wickedness in that family and in the families like that in the whole world. These agent of darkness in this family, they are the one who has been working for the devil, who has been working evil for the devil. And they are the one we refer to as the agent of darkness in our family. They are the one that perpetrate wickedness in the family. So most of time, you see them planting evil into the life of children because Children are born into their hands. Children grow up in their custody. So they are able to plant evil into the life of these children right from childhood. And this grow with these children and become a contention, become a battle. And that is what many of us, about 95% of us, are facing today. But one thing I've told you is this. And remember that God can use only 1 second to dismantle what the enemy has used 25 years to plant. That is God, because he is the Almighty God. He is the I am that I am. He is the beginning and the end. There's nothing that they cannot do. So don't be afraid. Though they have planted this thing for a long time, though this thing has been in your life for a long time, but in as much as that thing has not been planted by God, by the time you pray, they shall be uprooted and they shall never be replanted in your life again in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall never be replanted. They shall never be put back in your body again in the name of Jesus Christ. So I told you that we have the tree of non-achievement. We have the tree of limitation. And we have this tree, the tree of infirmity. Like I told you yesterday, infirmity is a spirit. It's a spirit of darkness that the enemy programmed into the life of people to make them very, very weak. It makes many people redundant. It suppresses their energy. It weakens their capacity to do work. It reduces the efficiency of their life. It makes them sick when they need to be healthy. It makes them disease when they need to be very strong. It makes them completely fatigued when they need to be agile. This spirit is a very terrible spirit indeed. It can welcome all kinds of sickness and disease and suppress them together. It's a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous tree of darkness. And this tree, they are the one we want to fight and contend with right now. Have you find yourself battling with the tree of infirmity? Have you find yourself every time you are completely tired? You slept for 6-8 hours, but you wake up, you are still tired. That is the activity of the spirit of infirmity. You sat down just for 30 minutes, you are tired. You walk for 1 hour, you are completely faded out. What people are doing for hours and they are not tired, you will start just 1 hour, you are gone. It is the activity of that spirit of infirmity. I challenge it. Every spirit of infirmity locking in your mind, locking in your soul, locking in your spirit man, locking in your body, I command that spirit to be uprooted and die in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready. We are going to fight and pray some prayers now. This prayer, we are going to pray the aggressive prayers, and you need to pray them very, very well. This prayer, their prayer, we call prayers to kill infirmity. Prayers to kill infirmities. Prayers to kill infirmities. I'm going to see how we are going to do it. We are going to pray the prayers and we are going to really fight that infirmity now. And there will be freedom in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready. If you have not yet given your life to Jesus, begin to confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to save you. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Aha, before we go into this process. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. As you have confessed to the Lord will deliver you and the Lord will empower you to pray this prayer. I want to pray now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of us, get ready. Wherever you are hearing me, get ready. You are going to pray this prayer for yourself. I'm going to pray for myself. Make sure you pray your own as I'm praying my own. Shout it loud and clear. Aha. Say, strong God of infirmity in my life. In the name of Jesus, strong God of infirmity in my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, strong God of infirmity in my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, the strong God of infirmity in my life. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this loud and clear. Say, infirmity hiding in my blood. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, infirmity hiding in my blood. In the name of Jesus, infirmity hiding in my blood. In the name of Jesus, infirmity hiding in my blood. In the name of Jesus, infirmity hiding in my blood. In the name of Jesus, infirmity hiding in my blood. in Jesus' name we pray. Say, plantation of infirmity, troubling my destiny, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of infirmity, troubling my destiny, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of infirmity, troubling my destiny, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, that it will not allow any of these diseases to be in our life. No wonder the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 that he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, by his stripes we are made whole. That's what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. We are delivered by that stripes of Jesus Christ. We are going to pray that prayer seriously. I want you to pray now and pray very well. Say, any power tormenting my life with infirmity, in the name of Jesus, any power tormenting my life with infirmity, in the name of Jesus, any power tormenting my life with infirmity, in Jesus' name we pray. Finger of household wickedness in my blood, wither in the name of Jesus. Finger of household wickedness in my blood, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Inherited infirmity contending with my life, in the name of Jesus. Inherited infirmity contending with my life, in the name of Jesus. Inherited infirmity contending with my life, in Jesus' name. Please say, any evil food I have eaten in the dream that has become infirmity in my life, in the name of Jesus. Any evil food I have eaten in the dream that has become infirmity in my life, in the name of Jesus. Any evil food I have eaten in the dream that has become infirmity in my life, in the name of Jesus. Any evil food I have eaten in the dream that has become infirmity in my life, in the name of Jesus. Any evil food I have eaten in the dream that has become infirmity in my life, in Jesus' name. There's somebody here. I command the arrow fired against you in the dream to go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say this one. Say, every dog bite in my dream, in the name of Jesus. Every dog bite in my dream, in the name of Jesus. Every dog bite in my dream, in Jesus. They say, poison of the serpent in my blood, come out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my blood, come out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my blood, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha! Arrow of witchcraft, fire into my life, get out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft, fire into my life, get out. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back. Why can't you shout, get out, very well? Arrow of witchcraft, fire into my life, get out. Go back to the sender. Get out. Go back to the sender. Get out. Go back to the sender. Get out of my life. Go back to the sender. Get out of my life. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Every satanic animal programmed to trouble me, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed to my body to trouble me, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed to my body to trouble me, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed into my body to trouble me, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, foundational infirmity, your time is up. In the name of Jesus, foundational infirmity, your time is up. In the name of Jesus, foundational infirmity, your time is up. In the name of Jesus, foundational infirmity, your time is up. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Something is happening there. The hand of the Lord is pulling that man out from the pit of darkness. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Get your bottle of oil ready. Get your bottle of water ready. Father, I speak to this oil by the spirit of prophecy. I command the oil to carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The oil and the water shall become an instrument of God's power, an instrument of God's fire. They shall become divine medication. They shall become divine antibiotics. they shall receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus shall flow into this oil and this water. This oil shall become your breaking oil. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Now anoint your navel. Anoint your navel right now. And shout it loud and clear. Every evil link between my life and foundational witchcraft, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between my life and foundational witchcraft, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between my life and foundational witchcraft, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Anoint your head now and shout it loud and clear. You will need to shake your head now. Say, embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Anoint your chest area and speak to your chest like this. Say, anything that is not of God in my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not of God in my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not of God in my body, get out, get out, get out in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your two hands. I prophesy to that hands that right now the hands shall receive the anointing to prosper. Glory of God shall cover the hand, and the hand shall be free from captivity. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint your legs. I command your leg also to be free from witchcraft captivity. I command your leg to be free from curses of darkness. And I command your leg to receive the anointing to excel. Your leg shall take you to the land of promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Bring out your 12 prayer requests now. Father, I pray that these 12 prayer requests shall receive your touch. Heaven shall open on these 12 prayer requests. There shall be instant release of blessing on this prayer request, and it shall be fully answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you so much for what you have done. I bless everybody that has been listening to this broadcast, wherever you are. I bless you right now, and I command your principal request to be answered. I command the yoke of darkness fashioned against you to scatter. I pray for as many people who have been connecting to this program, that the Lord God will answer you by fire. Are you looking for the fruit of the womb? I decree this year to be your own. Are you looking for husband to marry? I command this year to be your own. Are you looking for a new business to start? I command this year to be your own. Are you expecting a document from the government? You are expecting a breakthrough somewhere? I command this year to be your year of celebration. Whatever you are expecting God to do according to his will, hear me very well. Within 1 month today, God shall answer you by fire. You will receive the answer in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak with the spirit of prophecy. It shall be so. It shall be concluded. The glory of God shall walk upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, the Lord God shall walk, shall do wonders. God shall answer you by fire. The mighty hand of God shall speak into your life. The Lord shall lift you high and promote your destiny. With his high arm of righteousness, it will promote your destiny. The Lord shall be there for you. It will protect you in the day and in the night. No evil dream shall succeed in your life. I cancel every verdict of darkness over your destiny, and I command your destiny to see the light of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you can get across to us. Send text message or information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you in Jesus' name.